The U.S. intends to rule the world by force and to do it permanently.
This should be played at high volume.
I think you are right, undoubtedly, that most people seem to be accepting the war on terrorism. But I believe that that acceptance is very superficial, very thin. I believe it's based on the fact that people do not have information given to them by the media. Let me give one example.
Today we begin a series on energy called The End of the Age of Oil. To understand why 9/11 happened, and to understand why in mid-October of 2002, the United States is on the brink of an imperial war of aggression against Iraq, one must understand that the world is facing an energy crisis, a crisis based not on market or political forces, but on physical reality. The world is running out of the cheap oil and natural gas that powered the Industrial Revolution.